Simpaholics, guys. This is your host, David Duncan, and with me is...
David Duncan's breaking Aaron O'Brien.
Breaking his ass, I live with a con.
Oh, no.
No.
We are Nickel City Con, and we are having a blast. We have been talking to many, many people.
We've got some... First, we're going to go with celebrities at the beginning, and then we'll go with some of the other random people we talked to. We spoke with Nichelle Nichols.
Yes.
Both of us. That was short. She had to go to some of her responsibilities.
Yes, many responsibilities. Yes. As communications officer.
Yeah, of the Nickel City Con. Yeah. Speaking of,
there she is. God on high.
What is that?
Was that Lord? What? You circumcise all the firstborns?
Yeah, Mighty tells me he'll get me out of this, but he's pretty sure.
One thing about the Nickel City Con, they got to stop with these announcements. It's getting really annoying.
Well, it happened all the time at Buffalo Comic Con, too. Every time I bring out a recorder, they do this.
Yeah. Without fail.
Without fail. But this is how you know we're live.
Yes, we are here.
And not somewhere else.
Right, right. Well, we got to talk with a lot of people. We had a lot of fun.
We got to talk with J.G. Hertzler.
Yes, General Martog.
He was fantastic. I'll be putting pictures up if they're not already up.
Yeah, he was a lot of fun to talk with. And he just had almost too much to share.
He was fantastic. I mean, we didn't talk with a whole lot about Star Trek. And then I, by myself, got to talk with Erin Gray after the panel that I did with her. And that was so much fun. She's so gracious. She's such a wonderful, inspiring actress, model, businesswoman, Tai Chi instructor.
I don't know if she's aspiring. I think she's kind of made it.
Well, no, I mean, she's inspiring to us.
Oh, inspiring. I thought you meant aspiring.
No, inspiring. Yes.
Oh, inspiring.
Yeah, she's super, super inspiring. So we'll have her on here, too. And then because Star Trek Discovery trailer came out just a couple days ago, we'll have things we got from just random Trekkies we saw at the con.
Right.
So just, I mean, while we're here, what did you think?
Of the con or the trailer?
The trailer. Then we talk about the con.
A trailer is beautiful. I love every minute of it. I don't think there's anything I really hate. The only thing I wish the bridges were a little brighter.
Yeah.
I thought they looked a little dark.
Is that you who said I wish it was brighter?
Yeah, it just seems just dark. You know, it's like, why?
I don't remember writing that, but someone's posted a reply to that on Facebook with that. Like, they just turned up the lighter in Photoshop and it looks awful. But
I'm sure it does. Just I wish they would just turn up the lights just a little bit. But I loved it. I loved the idea. Everything I've seen so far.
Everything was awesome to me except the Klingons. But then I did some talking with Bill from Trek Geeks and some other people on Facebook, and the rumor is that these are going to be ancient Klingons.
Could be.
Like ancient aliens. Like
aliens.
I mean, the funny thing is, like, we joked about the ancient aliens thing last time we recorded.
Last podcast,
And then we're talking about how they might actually be ancient Klingons, and I'm like, they could totally make that joke. They're probably not going to, but we will.
We will make
that joke.
Aliens.
So, yeah, we talked to a couple different people on the con. Moon Rodriguez, who had a table at his first creative Zenith. We talked to Don Jackson, mm-hmm. who also had a table. And then, you know, we talked to just random people who were in Star Trek cosplay and got to their thoughts and ideas. We also talked to the Back Issues Comic podcast.
Right.
And we talked with them a little bit, too. So
right.
This is going to be a crazy compilation episode. A couple, interviews from celebrities and then just... talking Star Trek Discovery.
We got our picture taken with William Shatner, but it was a little hectic. I mean, the line to see Shatner and outside the door.
Went all the way across. I mean, like, once the photo op started, the line went all the way across the convention center. I got in the middle of the line.
And, not to mention, just people to get in, It was literally wrapped around
the con. Like, around, this is the biggest con we've ever been to.
Two or three city blocks of people lined up. So
wrapped around.
We've never seen that many people, and I'm crediting mostly Shatner.
I think so. That was absolutely huge, and I really hope that that Buffalo Comic Con will step up their game and do some really big artists, because I can't believe this con. We both got our picture with Shatner.
We both did. Got
a picture with Nichelle Nichols. We both got a picture with Aaron Gray, Commodore Gray from Star Trek Continues.
Yeah.
And, you know, Colonel Wilma Deering from Buck Rogers.
Right.
It was so, so awesome. And I talked with Aaron Gray a couple times before the panel.
She's a nice, nice lady.
She is so nice.
Yeah, such a kind person. Very, very humble, too. You think being a big star, they'd act a little like, but she's not.
And same thing with JG and Nichelle. I mean, everyone was
JG was
so
awesome.
Gracious.
Nichelle was such a sweet lady. Oh my God!
And Shatner was so busy he didn't even have time.
But Shatner was for that brief moment.
Yeah, like he
was nice.
He acknowledged us. He said, "Oh, nice to see you guys." Like in his William Shatner-esque voice. I wish I would have. Oh, they took our bags, so I couldn't have had my recorder.
Couldn't record. Going. We couldn't record.
Yeah,
but it doesn't matter. It's just awesome that we got that experience to see him in the flesh, and get our picture taken. But. You know, what are you going to do? That's life.
Yeah, it is. And
he's a big star.
Yeah. Aaron's not always on this episode, as we were both running around. Aaron had a table and I was running around. But we did everything we could. We had a couple guys from the Geekiverse on sharing their thoughts about the trailer as well. So I hope you enjoy this crazy impromptu schizophrenic episode of Synthaholics.
It's going to be fun. You'll enjoy it. Just enjoy the people, lay back, all the input and thoughts, and the celebrities.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was great because a couple people we started talking about Discovery before, before they've seen the trailer, and then we made them watch the trailer, and then they're like, wow. Or like they didn't have any interest in Star Trek, and then they're like, yeah, I think I'll do that. So it's so cool to see what fans and non-fans are saying about the trailer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
absolutely.
I hope you enjoy the couple minutes we're able to snag with a couple celebrities. You know, we couldn't grab a whole episode's worth of content for just the celebrities, because I mean they're busy, they have things to do, but just getting to meet them in person and talk to them face to face was amazing.
Really cool, really cool. Enjoy.
Enjoy. We're here at Nickel City Comic Con, me and Aaron.
Hello.
And we're here with Nichelle Nichols.
Hello there.
Well, I just wanted a couple questions, just because I grew up watching you,
mm-hmm.
and you were one of my heroes.
Thank
growing
you
up.
Very much.
I mean, the show is Star Trek, obviously, inspirational.
Yes.
But you had a lot of other inspirational things. I want to talk about two separate things that you've done. First, two big heroes, Barack Obama. You got a chance to meet with him.
Mm-hmm.
How long did you talk with him? Was it long? Was it quick?
Oh, I knew him. After I met him, I knew him for years.
Did
so,
you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
And how was he with as personal? Like, you know,
one that you would really be glad you met him and got a chance to become a friend.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Because he's so inspirational how he talks and how he... But you only see him on the news and, you don't know. You know, I don't know how he is as a person.
Yeah.
So,
exactly.
But so it's good to know. And the other one, obviously, the famous meeting of you meeting with Martin Luther King Jr.
Uh-huh.
And was that, did you have any other meetings, or was that the one, especially the meeting where he encouraged you to stay with Star Trek? But did you have any other chances to talk with him at all?
Oh, yes. We became friends.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's so amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He became a family friend. Yeah.
Wow.
Yes, my whole family.
How does that strike you to be with these huge, all these big people? I mean, obviously you're a movie star and you have all these, but it's like these are
That's
like.
That's what they said about me. That's
I know it is.
Said.
You're
it
amazing.
Is, but but it's like, how does it, does
he
it,
said,
does it
I
blow
can't
your
believe
mind?
I'm meeting you.
Yeah.
I had to sign him. I think I signed him this one.
Mm.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's just, it's wonderful that you get, I mean, do you, like, go, like, is this really happening in my life, or is it?
I think that's the way he felt, too.
he was just excited to meet you?
He said he couldn't believe he was meeting me.
Oh, wow. That's wonderful.
That's awesome, the cell shock on, like, both sides.
Yeah.
I guess it happens. Yeah, I guess that would be something that's natural, you know, because they're in awe of you and you're in awe of them.
Yeah.
And you get that kind of feeling. Oh, that's wonderful. Go ahead. Do you have something else?
Yeah, I was wondering, how did you get involved with, like, the NASA SOFIA mission a couple of years ago?
Which one?
The NASA Flying Observatory that you got to go on? Like, how did you get involved with that?
Oh, I've been involved with that for so long, I can't even remember. And I was on the contract to them for a while to go out and discuss what they're about.
Uh-huh.
And I went to schools, grade schools and high school, upper grade schools and high schools. They thought I was going to go to universities and that kind of. I said, no, the young people need to know about you.
And
then I would go to, we'd talk and they'd say, tell about where they are going to go finish their education. And sometimes I'd go speaking at one of those places at a university. And someone would hang up their hand and said, I became a, quote, doctor this year, or Indian chief, because of you and what you told me. And I go, what did I tell him? I don't, you know. Well, do you remember meeting me when we were blah, 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 blah at the blah, blah? I said, that's why your face is so familiar. Yes.
So you have to plant these seeds.
Yes.
And then
And it spreads like this.
That's wonderful.
You know?
Yeah.
And because they later sent me a letter thanking me for talking because his students or some were with them, some of his students were there, and they went back talking about it all over the place, and what she had said, and how smart she is, she goes and does this, and blah, 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 and he said, and they think more of me now.
That's wonderful, though. But,
that's,
you know, like you said, it spreads. Just plant these little seeds and they just start
growing.
Yes,
that's right. And they just they just spread. And that's wonderful.
Well, I think we're out of time here because you got to go on your next thing.
Yes.
So, but thank you so much for everything.
Thank you so much.
You are an inspiration.
Thank you so much.
To both of us.
Yes, it's
inspirational to me when someone like you comes up and tells me that something I told them maybe a couple of years ago or a long time ago, and that this affected them in such a way and blah, blah. You know, that just does my heart. That's all the thanks I want.
Yeah,
you know,
wonderful.
That's just...
Thank you so much for taking the time and answering a few of our questions. It was so
fantastic.
The
pleasure was mine. Thank you for coming by. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. My pleasure.
He's got the spot. It's like, what?
Yeah.
That's all right, buddy. Don't worry about it.
So, have we begun?
I just hit the button. I missed the joke. I was like, I missed the joke. So I hit the button, and I was like, I missed it.
Well, it's all right.
It was a good joke.
I love to tell it. I'll tell it again later on. They will have forgotten already.
They will have forgotten. Well, this is David, Percentaholics, and Aaron.
Hello.
We're at the Nickel City Con, and we're actually sitting here with J.G. Hertzler.
It's a pleasure to be here. It's just Liam and I here visiting from Ireland. We don't get here much, but... But we, as much as we do, we really enjoy our trips to Buffalo.
It's a nice place. It's a pretty city. It's nice and rainy today. It makes it feel like more like Ireland, right?
Well, it feels very much like Ireland, yes. No, you know Patrick Stewart. Do you know Patrick?
I've not met Patrick, unfortunately.
Well, but you know who I'm speaking of.
Yes, I'm familiar with him.
Patrick Stewart was teaching a Shakespeare class during Star Trek. He wanted to teach a Shakespeare class while on the studio doing a Next Generation.
And that announcer is just fantastic.
So go downstairs.
At least it's not the cosplay thing yesterday where it was like 30 minutes straight of just like nothing but booming.
No, did you hear something on the? Maybe I'm hearing things. Was that out loud or was that inside my head?
Is that God speaking from on high?
This could have been what Sir Roland. No, my question is, I forgot the answer. What's the answer?
It's too farty.
Exactly. Too farty. Exactly. It brings it all home.
Patrick, and we're there. You were talking Patrick
Stewart.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wait, no.
Speaking of too farty.
Too farty.
Now, Patrick said to me, he said, John, no, he was talking to the whole class, but he singled me out because I was full of, BS, as I usually am. And he said, John, you know the sonnet, "Shall I compare thee to a summer's day?" And I said, "Well, yeah." He said, "You must realize that a summer's day is very, very rare in England." That's how this thing, that's what this sonnet means. Because we Americans are spoiled by some awfully nice weather from time to time.
That's true.
Especially if you live in San Diego.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Do they just hate San Diegans
In Ireland? Oh, I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know, dear. We watched my daughter and I watched Mrs. Doubtfire the other day for the first time. It's, what a loss. Robin Williams not with us anymore, but wow.
It's a great acting, all the back and forth.
It's great. It's great. And everybody in it is wonderful.
Yeah.
In fact, the bus driver, remember the bus driver that wanted to pick her up?
I saw his leg.
The bus driver. That's an actor named Sidney Walker. He's not with us anymore either. But I worked, Sidney Walker played my uncle. That was in San Francisco. And I was at ACT, American Conservatory Theater in San Francisco, for many years. And Sidney was there forever. Sidney is one of the greatest actors I've ever worked with. He was a remarkable man. But he played that horny bus driver with Robin Williams, Mrs. Doubtfire. I just thought that was wonderful.
I just like when he had the hairy leg and it natural.
I like it natural.
It's a great story. But unfortunately, this is another hole in my pop culture spectrum because of my father.
Yeah. You don't know Mrs. Doubtfire?
I've never seen it. My dad would
such
not
a great
see
movie.
It when I was I'm a pastor's kid, and so I grew up a very strict house. I wasn't allowed to see that. Or The Simpsons, which Aaron...
There's very little objectionable in Mrs. Doubtfire.
Except the cross-dressing.
Cross-dressing?
I think that's
some people frown upon that.
Well, what about Some Like It Hot with Jack Lemmon, and they were
he's not seen that, but that is a wonderful movie. I mean, it is so good.
Yeah. And Bosom Buddies, with Tom Hanks.
Oh my God, that's another awesome. Great.
Yeah, you saw that?
Where they dress up as women.
Seen parts of Tootsie.
Tootsie?
Yeah.
Yeah, Tootsie's another.
It's the same thing. Yeah.
But except they were trying to get a room in a...
Right.
But Tootsie was older, so it was like on just television, just randomly flipping channels at times.
Right.
Whereas when I was a child, Mrs. Doubtfire was too new to really be on television.
Tootsie's really entertaining, but it's also like a political, message behind it, how people treat women, and how he gets that idea of how women are treated.
Right.
Because he never realized it, so...
Right. And with Mrs. Doubtfire, it was how the British are treated, know, dear.
Yeah, and they had Pierce Brosnan in it.
Pierce
Brosnan was the, it's hard to explain.
It's a long story.
Oh, yeah.
But it's a good movie.
That's
funny. Very funny.
I'll have to, now that I don't live at home, I have to pull up Mrs. Doubtfire.
Add it to your list.
It's good. You'll laugh. It's really funny.
I love Robin Williams.
He's
fantastic.
Brilliant.
Hook was great,
Yeah, brilliant stuff. Yeah.
So how did you get started in Star Trek with the... Was General Martok your first role?
No. My first role was... I don't see it here, but the pilot called Emissary, the pilot of Deep Space Nine, was... I played a Vulcan captain of a starship that...
It's been so long since I've seen Emissary.
Yeah, that Avery Brooks, Captain Sisko, was my first officer. And I got blown up when our ship was attacked. He survived... And, the rest is history. He became Captain
Sisko.
And I was dead. Yeah. Luckily, I was reincarnated as Martok.
Martok.
About season four. end of season four.
I love Martok. He was probably one of my favorite standout characters in Deep Space Nine. Because, like, Deep Space Nine, for me, like, I love the series. But as far as, like, characters go, like, I feel like the side characters who weren't, like, your main cast in the intro, there were always some of the best characters in the show. General Martok, to me, was...
I certainly feel that way. Yeah. I couldn't agree with that more.
Yeah. So, you've been tied in with Star Trek for a while, and how does that work? Do you just get tied in with the group of people who are producing it, and they know, oh, we can call him up, and he'd be good for this role?
You know, there's a guy here at the convention that looks exactly like the showrunner and executive producer of DS9, Ira Bear. He looks exactly like him. I mean, it's a dead ringer. And that woman right there? That is Darlene Overbaugh, and her daughter, who's dragging her forward, is Penelope. She started... Let me digress here for a second.
Of course.
She is... I live in Ithaca. And she has a business in Ithaca, Life's So Sweet Chocolates. They sell the most incredible chocolate I've ever tasted. Anyway, she started a Harry Potter weekend 2 years ago. They expected to have like 200 people in the area. It got onto social media, and there were 20,000 people that showed up.
Oh my God!
And,
wow!
And then it became Wizarding Weekend last year. I was there as Dumbledore again. I would offer my Dumbledore.
Oh, that's awesome.
Because, you know, I like Richard Harris's Dumbledore. Just because it's all in your mind, Harry, doesn't mean it isn't real.
Did you do a rendition of MacArthur Park after that as well?
Oh, I love Richard Harris, man.
He is great, isn't
he? Yeah.
He was a great actor.
Yeah. And a tremendous alcoholic.
Oh, I know.
I mean, all of them, Peter O'Toole, all the great ones, Richard Burton, Richard Harris, they were, the British could really drink and still do their job, you know.
Oh, us too.
No, not so much. Maybe you. Speak for yourself, Kimosabe.
Well, I mean, the show, we're called Synthaholics.
Oh, okay.
That's why I was saying us
the
too.
The premise of our show.
Oh, you are Synthaholics.
Yeah, so we get drunk and talk about Star Trek.
Oh, that's fabulous. That's
unfortunately awesome. I don't think we could sneak in any booze at the
No, we couldn't do it for this one. Not easily.
What a great idea, though. Yeah. It's as long as you offer like single malt scotch or booze for the people that you're interviewing as well.
Oh, yeah.
That would
see.
I almost
in vino veritas. Just a matter.
We have them for hours.
Yeah, absolutely.
I usually have a single malt scotch around and we drink. Lately, I've been working on building lots of fun mixed drinks because the Star Trek Experience put up their recipes. I've been working on making a lot of those. I have a unnaturally large selection of booze at my house, and my girlfriend and I look at it and like, I think we might be alcoholics.
Or Synthaholics.
And they were sold at Quark's. You mean the drinks they had at the Experience?
Yeah. They've got one of the bartenders put the
recipes
online.
Let me ask you something, Liam. Have you been to Las Vegas?
No.
Oh, well, there's some great... there was a great thing there at the Hilton Hotel, the Star Trek Experience. I don't think... There's a tour now that you can actually take a ride on a Klingon ship. You go into this... Oh, you're in for some... Have you been to Walt Disney World?
Yes.
You have. What's your favorite ride besides Star Trek Universe? I don't know there is a Star Trek.
There is no Star Trek Universe. Oh, okay. There was a Star Wars ride. There was
Star
there.
Tours.
Star that's Tours. Right. That's what it's
called. And they have the... that like singing and dancing star like
we didn't see that
Emperor's New Groove or whatever.
We didn't see that. We didn't see that. Yeah.
So did you like it? Did you like Pirates of the Caribbean?
I don't think I went on.
He did go on that, but
it's a little scary.
His sister was terrified.
Oh, it's a little scary because those guys are. I mean, I think Johnny Depp has actually been in there posing as an animatronic pirate at times.
I saw a video where he went in and inspected his animatronic.
Oh, right.
Yeah, because they replaced him. Because in the end, back years ago, before that was, he wasn't in there.
Right, right.
And they had a different guy, and then they replaced him with the Johnny Depp character, so.
He's so odd. Johnny Depp is so odd.
Yeah.
He could be an animatronic human being, you know.
You would never know.
You would never know. Especially with the way Jack Sparrow moves.
Yeah, exactly.
Something went wrong with the program.
He's so funny when he runs. I mean, he does it on purpose, but it's so funny.
Yeah.
A pirate running through the sand. And, wow, I hate to get the sand on my feet.
But yeah, we do provide drinks when we have guests live.
So
live
I'm drinking.
Studio.
I got a tankard of ale right here, laddie.
Of ale?
Yes. Well, there's Mark Gamble. He's somebody important around here, but I can't guarantee exactly who. But I've heard his name mentioned many times, mostly in very foul circumstances.
We are super thrilled to have JG here. Great guy. Thanks, buddy.
And I haven't had a Wild Bill soda yet.
He's lying through his Mark Gamble teeth. He does nothing but curse at me when he walks by.
Run away! Yeah, if you ever swing back by Buffalo, we can have you in studio. My humble apartment.
Oh, that's nice.
My humble little apartment, and we
signing autographs at 12:30 in this booth, and then at 1 p.m. it's going to be a photo opportunity downstairs with the man himself.
Joe
and
Montana.
Then at 1:30, he's coming back to his table to do more autographs.
What is that, Almighty?
Autographs today and one chance.
Yes, Lord.
I moved to San Francisco.
Sorry. The photo opportunity.
Oh, Lord, you're sorry. What
circumcised
you sorry?
Who?
Are you sorry for interrupting?
Two opportunities.
Did I say Joe Montana? I meant Joe Montana, the actor.
Joe Montana.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I decided Joe Montana. He's not here. I told you about San Francisco and Mrs. Doubtfire was filmed there.
Yeah.
And all these actors from the San Francisco Theater, the ACT, worked there on that film. A lot of background people, and Sydney, the bus driver and whatnot. But anyway, I was there from 81 to 88. Those are exactly the years that Joe Montana won four Super Bowls. So I am a huge Joe Montana fan. Huge. And I have a picture of Joe running out onto the field with Bill Walsh, the coach of the 49ers. This is before your time. You're like 23. Anyway.
I think that's what Erin Gray thought when I went up and talked to her, too.
Yeah.
I told her I was hosting your
panel. She was just a bit horny, you know. Erin, she can't keep her hands off you, can she? No, I that's a lie. I'm kidding, Erin.
I think she thought I was young because she was like, do you know anything about me? I was like, yes. I've done my research.
Yes, you go way back in the files to look for, I won't say it. What was I saying? What was I talking about?
Joe Montana.
So I have been a worshiping fan of his for all these years, and I heard he was going to be here. And I said, I've got to be here. And then I went to find, because I've already got his autograph on this big 11x17 print with he and Bill Walsh running out onto the field. I want to get a photo. I just want to get a photo with Joe. It was so much money. I said, are you kidding me? What? You know, say what?
For a photo.
Yeah, for a photo. And I said, no, I can't do that. But I do. I miss. It made me very upset because I just don't think anybody should be charging a lot of money for autographs and things. I don't care who you are.
It is pretty ridiculous. Some of the pictures and stuff like that they want. For yeah. That. Just too much, yeah.
I mean, I'm Chancellor of the Klingon Empire. He was a quarterback. Chancellor of the Klingon Empire. Don't they realize?
Yeah, you oversee over millions and millions.
Millions.
You had a couple, you know what?
I destroyed 6 million Cardassians in a matter of seconds. Jeez, I made the universe safe.
You did.
For mankind.
You did.
And Klingons.
And Klingons.
And you adopted that poor, lonesome fellow Worf.
Oh, Worf. That's a sad case, Worf.
I felt sorry for him. I'm like, I can give you our name. Just don't run it through the mud like you did Mo.
That's right. Just be careful with our name, Worf. No, he says...
you're not marrying a Klingon? What's wrong with you? You're already running our name through the mud.
But then I saw Jadzia, and I understood.
Oh, yeah, I mean...
I mean, she's no Sorella.
Oh, no.
But, I mean, Jadzia's pretty hot. So, yeah, my favorite line with Worf was, he said, you know, he's got his board up his ass as usual, and he says things like, No, no, that is not the Klingon way.
How would you know?
And I said, and that's what I said. I said, Worf, anything a Klingon does is the Klingon way.
He was a little stuck on tradition.
Yeah, a little.
Yeah.
Did he get you to try prune juice?
I love prune juice.
Ugh.
Klingons love prune juice.
It's a warrior's
drink. I didn't know if that was just a Worf thing or it was a whole Klingon
thing. It's a chemical warfare kind of thing.
We've actually joked about that several times. Like, what a Klingon bathroom must be like.
Exactly.
Oh,
clean. And you know what?
Go in the bathrooms here, you'll find out.
What's it called?
What's the juice.
Oh, my God. What's the word for on board? The head is on board ships. The bathroom is the head?
Yeah.
I think it's the head.
Yeah, the head.
Can you imagine what cleaning the bathrooms on a Klingon ship would
be like?
It's got
to be the most horrendous thing you've ever seen.
We've made so many jokes about Klingon bathrooms, and we were like, you know, I wonder if, like, since Gott served alive, like, do they reclaim it after it's gone to the bathroom, and then, like,
well, maybe the Gott cleans.
Kalos-eaten Gott.
Well, you have to recycle everything in space. You know
that's
what I mean?
Right.
Now, Liam, I have a question for you. Why are there only 239 beans in Irish bean soup?
I forgot.
Because if there's one more bean, it's
too farty.
Too farty.
Too farty.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you, Liam.
Yes, indeed, Liam. Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, JG, for talking with us. I really appreciate it.
Well, the one thing I can do with almost unlimited range is talk about myself. So anytime you want to hear more about me, just ask.
I would love to hear more about you. How can I get a hold of you? And if you're in Buffalo sometime, I mean, we'd love to.
I wish I had a card. I noticed yesterday.
Serve you some single malt scotch.
Oh, I'd love it. I'd love it. Yeah,
we'll take you to an Irish pub and get drunk.
Oh, I don't have the Irish pub jacket on, but I have the New York Police Department.
That'll get you some cred.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, we can go to the pub and we can come back and I can make some brain hemorrhages.
Don't drink his brain hemorrhage. It literally looks like a brain inside a glass.
That sounds great.
It's not a real brain.
You know, I brought it out to him.
It's not a real brain? Oh,
it,
man.
It sort of looks like...
What is it called? What do you put in it? She's looking, like, horrified right now.
The alien brain hemorrhage is... What it's got in it is it's peach naps, it's Bailey's Irish cream, and he dropped in some grenadine for blood. Hi, we're here at Nickel City Con, and we're speaking with Aaron Gray. Thank you so much for talking with us. We actually just got done with your panel.
Mm-hmm.
Did you enjoy it?
I love talking about myself. What can I say? But I also hopefully inspired a few people in the audience. That's what I like.
I hope so. I tell them, do Tai Chi. it'll be good for you.
Good.
Because I know that's one of your big passions.
And I appreciate the fact that you ventured into it and are exploring it for yourself. That's very cool.
Yeah, it's just, I wanted to be, if it came up, I wanted to be able to talk about it other than like, yeah, that's a thing.
Yeah.
I wanted to have, done it myself so I can be like, I kind of know what you're talking about. I'm actually already getting health benefits. I can fall asleep, in under 3 hours.
Good, good.
which is like 3 to 4 hours is what it was. I was like, it was really bad. But you've been in Star Trek Continues.
Yes.
And two episodes as Commodore.
Yes, yes.
How has that experience been?
That was great. It was great to be part of a legacy, I guess, more than anything. I didn't get to be Captain Janeway, which I had auditioned for.
Oh, you did?
Yes, I had.
That would have been...
That's a whole other story.
That would have been so absolutely amazing.
I so wanted that part. But it was one of those things that wasn't meant to be. Everything went wrong. You couldn't count on them going... in the audition.
Because the original actress, I can't remember her name, but she left.
Genevieve Bujold left.
They scrambled to get, did they call you in that, or did they only call...
For some reason, there was somebody there, I don't know, Rick Berman or whoever, who didn't want me in the audition.
Really?
Yeah, and my agent fought for me to be there, and the problem they had is they were looking for actresses who could really do a lot of sci-fi dialogue. I figured I had proven myself with 2 years on Buck Rogers, because we used to joke around. We would have people, guest actors, come on the set, and then we'd say, read this. And if they could get through that paragraph of dialogue with all the made-up words and so mm-hmm. on, if they could get through it, we knew we'd have an early evening. If they couldn't get through it, it was going to be a long night, you know? So anyway, so I go on the audition, and I have this monologue prepared, and I know I have to nail it, and I know I have to know all the words, and I know I can't have any pauses, I can't go up or whatever. And as I start to do the monologue, I hear a voice off to my right going, "So, you don't remember me, huh?" I'm like, exactly, the face that you just gave me there. And I turned to him, and I was like, And then he goes, "We only spent 2 weeks in Hawaii together." Now I'm like, "Why? How many trips to Hawaii? Who could this be?" You know, I kind of wanted to, later on when I found out who it was, I kind of wanted to say, "Well, you gained 40 pounds and lost all your hair," but, you know. Huh. But anyway, so I have a feeling that he was the person not wanting me on the audition. What happened was I had worked with him on Magnum P.I. Mm-hmm. And Higgins, the character Higgins on the show, has a very kind of elitist type of presence and elocution. And it just so happened that whenever I was in a scene with him, I stuttered. Because he reminded me of my father, who I had been separated from as a child, who was very much very Bostonian, very upper crust, kind of elegant, kind of, you know, words were important, children were to be seen, not heard, and all that kind of stuff. And whenever I was around Higgins, I stuttered. And he was the only person that's ever done that to me other than my father, because when I'm around my dad, I would stutter. Mm-hmm. So this director got a little frustrated with me because he was like thinking I was an actress who didn't know my dialogue. Well, it wasn't that. I was dealing with an emotional, of what was going on. So cut to Star Trek audition. He said that to me, and I just, the dialogue went right out of my head. And I got through it, but I didn't nail it. Like, I knew I could nail it, so I didn't get the part. And
that's such a shame.
Yeah.
Like, I just, like, unfortunately, Voyager is probably one of my least favorite series as far as Star Trek goes.
But if I'd been there,
I would have loved it. No. I mean, you would have believed for better dialogue. Because, I mean, Janeway, I mean, Michaela Ulger, she did an amazing job.
She did. She's a very good actress.
I just felt like the writing for her a lot of times wasn't nearly as strong as some of the writing for some of the other characters. Like, the doctor is probably my favorite written character on the entire show. For that one. And some of the science was really bad in Voyager, too, so they shouldn't have got on you for
those. Well, maybe it was good that I didn't go. Anyway, didn't get the part.
You would have been amazing. So one of the things I wanted to ask you in the panel I didn't get to was you did Buck Rogers, but was science fiction something you were interested in before Buck Rogers, or did Buck Rogers kind of put you onto science fiction?
I would say Buck Rogers put me more onto science fiction. I'm a reader, so I like a good story. So, but I have a tendency, I mean, my introduction to reading was Nancy Drew, followed by Agatha Christie. There you go.
Yeah,
you know, and that led into, you know, James Patterson and you know, Tom Clancy or whatever. Yeah. Robert Ludlum's one of my favorite. I mean, I remember saying early on in my career that I wanted to be the mathematician analyst in Robert Ludlum. And they went, "You don't want to do Shakespeare?" I went, "No, I want to be that kick-ass lady in Robert Ludlum's book." And then later on, they did the series of Ludlums. And I'm like,
let me do that.
The Bourne Identity, rather, series. And
That's really,
I would have loved
really
to have
awesome.
Done that. But anyway.
So how did you get involved with Star Trek Continues?
I was asked. Vic, you know, said, "Aaron, can you do this? Please, please. Like, I love it when people beg. Sure.
Come and do this." Yeah, we had Vic on our show about a year ago.
Yeah.
He was really awesome to talk to.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
Oh, I'm trying to get Michelle on next week.
Okay.
After next Saturday. Did you get to meet everyone? Or were you there on set? Or?
On Star
Continues.
Not you. Are you talking Nichelle Nichols? No. Who do you say? Michelle.
Michelle.
Okay. I was hearing Nichelle. Okay. Yeah. I had met most of them before. I don't know. Was Michelle working that day? can't remember, but it was a good group of actors, and it was a fun experience.
Because I've heard other podcasts with all of them. I don't know if you got the – did you go to the hangout thing, because they'd shoot all day and they'd hang out in the evening.
Yep, they did that. Yeah.
And, you know,
that's the fun part.
Yeah, just getting the all the fun, and, like, yeah, I've heard stories from them, and, like, how it's awesome. They're like a family.
Yeah.
Away from a family, and they do all this great stuff together. And then you also – you go back and read about the original series of Star Trek, and then everyone, like, no one liked each other.
Okay.
It's just like you just kind of think that, you know, these are people that you want to be with, and that's
right.
How it should be.
Right,
when
right.
You know, have a kind of a family like that.
Right. I must say that I think the dinners were the most enjoyable time of the day, for sure.
That's really awesome. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me, Aaron. That's I didn't know about the Voyager thing. That is such a cool story.
Thank you. Very nice meeting you.
Very
take
nice
care.
You too. Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Hi, it's David. I'm here with
Troy.
So, Star Trek Discovery trailer launched yesterday. What did you think?
I'm excited. It's been a long time.
It's been a long time. What, 15 years?
Yeah,
since,
absolutely.
Enterprise off the yard?
Absolutely.
What hit you first about the trailer?
It looks exciting. It looks like there's going to be suspense. I'm pretty impressed with the graphics so far, so that's going to be really interesting.
It does look very cinematic.
Yeah.
Ironically, I don't think we ever saw the Discovery in that trailer.
I don't think we did either.
Just the Shenzhou. Did you see the bridge on the bottom of the saucer?
Yeah. Yeah. That's different. That's right.
I hope they tell us why.
I'm sure they're going to have some sort of explanation.
That's some weird design philosophy. It's backwards to everything we've ever seen in Star Trek. Although, from a defense standpoint, it makes sense to, you know, not put it on top.
Yeah, absolutely it does. What's really interesting, I love the look of the Klingons, and I know that a lot of fans are not happy about it, but surely there's an explanation that we're going to get, and I'm just looking forward to what it's going to be.
The rumor I've been hearing from other friends is that they're going to be ancient Klingons, which is why they look the way, because he saw that sarcophagus.
Ah, yeah.
Or Klingon zombies, which would make sense why they got Martin Sequoia-Gwyn.
Yeah, sure.
It's like, oh, we're not going to let her get away from zombies that easy, huh?
That's right.
Well, excellent. Thanks so much for voicing this. And,
okay, great.
Thanks.
Congrats.
Hey, this is David here with...
Awesome Carl.
Awesome Carl. How's it going?
Good.
So, the Star Trek Discovery trailer just came out yesterday, and we just watched it right now because you hadn't seen it yet. Yeah. What would you think?
I actually think it's really cool. It almost looks to me visual-wise like a movie, and it actually looks like the special effects will be awesome, and I mean, I'm looking forward to it, definitely, totally.
So, yeah, the production value is like head and shoulders above what we've gotten before on a Star Trek TV show. Some people have been comparing it to the JJ-verse, but it's still supposed to be set in the prime timeline. What struck you about this?
I like the idea of seeing a female captain in charge.
Yeah, that was... I can't remember her name, but she's the captain of the Shenzhou. Mm-hmm. We didn't even see the Discovery in the entire trailer.
Yeah.
Because they showed the Discovery last year at one of the Comic-Cons, I think, and they kind of got bad reception, so they took it out completely for this new trailer.
This is actually my first Comic-Con deal, too. So.
Oh, it's your first Comic-Con.
I have autism, and I've never been any place with a lot of crowds. So.
Well, this would be a good one to get you started with, because it's not going to be the hugest Comic-Con, but it's definitely going to be a decent size, bigger than what the Buffalo Comic-Con from last September. So you're involved in fan films?
My friends and I are actually trying to do one. We're working on it. We're working on a horror movie as well. So.
Oh, awesome.
So, but I also have directed what's called Veterans Stories of Service, where veterans have told their stories. It was for church last year. They asked me to do it, and I've done my own show. So, before I quit it.
Oh, nice. Well, see, part of the reason I'm really, really sure stuff. I think it says our sponsor is going to be very much special. Nickel City Comedy. I always like doing this when we're talking. So, well, part of the reason I flagged you down is because you're wearing a Monster Maroon cosplay outfit. I'm like, oh, this guy's got to be a fan of Star Trek.
Definitely. So, this is from Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan.
Yeah, the Monster Maroon. So tell us where your parts came from again.
Okay, the costume itself,
the cloth?
Cloth, I guess you could say, came from China. Singapore is where the insignia and the comm badge came from. And then the belt came from Argentina.
Wow, that's from all over. That's awesome. It came together. It looks really good.
Cost about $600.
Wow. That's a pricey cosplay. But it looks awesome.
Oh, yeah.
And especially love the pins. They're super shiny and really pretty.
Thank you.
Well, thanks for taking the time to talk
no
to
problem.
Me.
No problem. I don't shake. I just do that.
All right.
It's my autism.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you. It was cool. I'll try to...
So I'm here with Don Jackson.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing good. You've heard him on the show before. Usually at our Comic-Con episodes. You can take a minute and stop with him. He's one of the local artists here.
Thanks for coming over and visiting me at the Nickel City Comic-Con 2017.
Ooh, day one, Friday.
Yeah, day one, Friday. I've already been doing caricature portraits. I work at Darien Lake in the summer, so it's kind of a thing. And I've got all these fun templates, and we're all having a good time.
Oh, that's awesome. Already? We're like an hour in.
Yeah, I know. Well, something unique about caricatures. I mean, I sell comic book illustration, too, but everybody does that. So
yeah.
The caricatures kind of give me a little edge, you know.
Sure. That's really awesome.
Yeah.
So the Star Trek Discovery trailer came out yesterday.
Yes.
What were your impressions?
Wow. I mean, first of all, when I'm scrolling on Facebook, you know, that's where I saw it, which is probably where everybody saw it.
Yeah.
And you can't not go, whoa, you know, you get that rush of excitement. Well, what's this, you know? I thought, at first, is this a movie, a new movie? What's going on? You know, and so I'm watching it, and I guess I really appreciate that it seemed like a higher budget graphics. The alien costumes are beautiful. To me, that matters a lot because, you know, just trying to create that reality.
Sure, alien, I think his name is Sero, the one talking about death. They had that close-up.
Wild.
He looked amazing.
Very cool. And, like, the weirder they look, the better, I think, as well. Now, I happen to be a huge Michelle Yeoh fan. She's the older Asian Chinese woman in the show. And she has a long history of kung fu films. She's like...
Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
Yeah, exactly, and on. So thank you for the reference there. She's actually, it's funny, she's a dancer, and she went into movies, so... In Hong Kong, you do kung fu if you're going to go into the movies.
Yeah.
And I've just always had a massive crush on her and stuff. So I thought, you know, here's an actress that's got real acting skills plus all this physical stuff she can do.
Sure.
And
hopefully she can use a little bit of that in the show.
I'm wondering if they will. But I often wonder for an actress of that kind, do they ever get sick of doing that? It's like almost being typecast or something.
Sure.
Like maybe this will give her a chance to really develop a character. You know what I'm saying? So that's my personal motivation to check it out, you know, and look into the show and just because I enjoy her. I think she's got a wonderful screen presence.
Yeah, I hope they don't kill her because that ship is the Shinzu.
Don't say that. We can't be friends anymore.
No. Well, the thing is, Sequoia Martin Green, she is the first officer, and in the trailer they talk about her becoming, getting her own command.
Wow.
But the thing is, they never showed the Discovery in the entire trailer.
So it's foreshadowing that? Is that what you're saying?
I don't know, because the...
I don't think I could take the heartbreak, man.
Jason Isaacs has been cast as the captain of the Discovery.
Okay.
And Michelle Yeoh, she's the captain of the Shinzu.
Oh,
that's
I didn't
the only
know
ship that we saw
okay.
in the trailer, the
oh,
Shinzu.
Oh, okay.
So I'm scared something happens in the Shinzu, which gets, you know, the first officer moved over to the Discovery.
Wow. Well, only time will tell.
You
got to tune in.
September. Can't wait.
Can't wait. All right, thanks
for
having me, man. Good luck, and hello to all your fans out there.
All right, thank you. All right, so I'm here with, what's your guys' names?
My name is David.
I'm Gabby.
I'm David also.
Oh,
I love your cosplays. You've got the nice Kirk wraparound and red shirt skirt.
Thank you.
For Uhura, yeah.
Awesome. Have you all gotten to go see her yet?
We got the autograph. We're going to get the photo later, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I got the autograph too. It was really nice getting to meet her.
I'm going to Shatner too.
Awesome, yeah, me too. So, y'all saw the trailer for Star Trek Discovery.
Yeah.
We did.
What was your thoughts on that?
Well, first of all, I was kind of confused because timelines and the uniforms and the Klingons, because according to TOS, the Klingons didn't have the ridges yet.
Mm-hmm.
So I got a bit confused. They had ridges, and that's what's supposed to be 10 years
I guess we have to see
it
to truly judge it. But, my first impression was...
But besides the Klingons, like, what did you think?
What did I think? I thought it looks good. But since I'm a really big TOS fan, I was kind of confused. I don't know if it's the Kelvin timeline, if that's what they're going with.
CBS is claiming it's the Prime timeline.
It's the Prime timeline?
Yes.
I have to see it. I don't want to judge. I don't want to be like, this sucks. But visually, it looks beautiful. I think the costumes look great. I think it could be very great stories coming from it. But... I guess there's not much to say about a trailer,
yeah,
but
to see it.
It looks good. It looks visually good. I just have the same confusion she has. I'm like, Klingons do have ridges, but maybe there's a story behind that.
You pointed out some other things that confused me a little bit.
From some of my other podcast friends, the rumor is that they're ancient Klingons.
That's what I read also.
Ancient Klingons. I mean, as long as it's with the story.
Exactly. If that's how that is, that's fine. I can live with that. And it's just, I'm not really a big fan of the Kelvin timeline. I'm more of the Prime timeline. I love the Prime timeline. But if it's that, and if it's ancient Klingons, I can do that. And it looks very good. I'm sure they'll develop great stories. We have good technology nowadays with the series.
They can do a lot.
They can do a lot with that. Yeah, 10 years before Kirk, I mean, that's a lot of fun to play with. We might be able to see a young Spock.
Young Spock? I mean, we saw Sarek in the trailer.
Yeah, exactly. We could see a young Spock. That's not impossible. There's a lot of possibilities with that. I'd like to see how he gets with his wife. I'd like to see that develop a little bit better. Yeah, there's a lot of good things. They have room to play with.
They have stories they
could develop.
Yeah, for sure. What'd you think of the bridge underneath the saucer section? On the bottom.
That really didn't bother me that much, I guess. Maybe it's just how the ship's done. It's a different ship. I don't know.
We've never seen that with
the ship. We haven't. Yeah, that's true. That's true. But hey, they're trying new things. I mean, they have new aliens. They have new suits. I guess they're just trying to appeal to a new audience.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. But hopefully we'll get some good Trek in it as well. But yeah, I was just super excited that the trailer came out yesterday.
Oh yeah, definitely. I've been waiting for it.
And the con, and so I was...
There's no date for it, so yeah, I've been definitely anxious for it.
September, maybe?
Yeah.
Quote, unquote.
Let's hope so. Well, is it going to be on Netflix? How's that working out? I'm not sure.
It's going to be on Netflix in the entire world, except for the United States and Canada.
Oh, wow.
We have to pay for CBS All Access because we're special.
Yeah, that's it. Well, if you really want Star Trek, you'll do it.
Or you'll
bootleg it.
I want it. So I'll be subscribing. But thank you guys so much for talking to me.
Thank you for this. This is fun.
Thank you so much.
Have a nice time.
All right, so I'm here with the Back Issues Podcast.
What's up? This is Chris Chavez.
What's going on? It's Anthony Mullen.
How are you guys doing?
Doing pretty good. Con, first time actually sitting behind a table at a con, so it's a lot of fun. So it's doing pretty good. Yeah, yeah. And Friday, it's not too bad. Pretty good turnout for the first day.
That's really decent turnout for the first day.
Not bad.
I mean, it's nice, but it's slowing up, so it's not overwhelming.
Yeah, yeah, not yet. Not yet. We'll see what tomorrow holds.
It's busy, but not too busy, right? Like, we've got a good flow of people coming over and asking what we're doing here, but... Then you have the people that are like, oh, I'm good, and they just kind of fan away.
Yeah, no worries.
Yeah, I know about that. I did a table 2 years ago, and people were just like, oh, what is that? And then they just want to walk away. I'm like, oh, yeah. I'm here to talk to people. Talk to me, for crying out loud.
Yeah, right.
We're mobile. I learned. I'm like, I'm just going to be mobile and do this from now on, unless I have more people at a table with me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, yeah, instead of sitting by yourself, yeah.
Yeah. So, we just watched the Star Trek Discovery trailer, and this just came out yesterday. You guys off mic, we said, you know, you don't follow Star Trek.
Right.
What were your first impressions of this new trailer?
Well, I did see that there was going to be a new show, so now that I saw the trailer, I see what the big deal is. Yeah, like I was telling you, I've seen a few episodes of original, a few episodes of new, Next Generation, never really followed it. But this looks like something I could get into, because the production quality just looks outstanding for CBS. I couldn't believe it's CBS.
Well, CBS All Access, this is behind their paywall.
Ah.
But the first episode's going to come out for free on CBS.
I see. Okay.
And hopefully it'll be amazing, so everyone will go out and get the All Access.
Well, the special effects looked amazing. The makeup,
holy cow,
that alien, whatever he is. Do you know, is that an alien known in the Star Trek universe yet?
It's a new alien, but I think his name is Dr. Saru. I think that's his name. I think that's the one played by Doug Jones.
Yeah, he was cool. I liked that. I liked him a lot.
I think my first impression is that I've never seen Star Trek. I may have seen clips of, like, the Wrath of Khan or, like, Spock, the one scene with Spock in the old movie.
The Death of Spock, maybe.
That's all I've ever seen. I didn't even know it was happening. Never wanted to watch Star Trek. Never, like, even the new movies. Haven't wanted to watch them. That makes me want to watch Star Trek. I'm like, oh, that's different. That's cool. It caught my attention with the production value. I was like, all right. I'll watch it. Looks fun.
It does look like a lot of fun, and it's going to be a nice 15-episode strong arc. Star Trek has never really done that before.
Yeah.
Usually Star Trek is, like, pretty episodic. We're getting a strong arc, 15 episodes, instead of, like a 20-something episode season.
Yeah. When did it say it debuts?
What?
When is it debuting? When did it say?
September, fall.
Somewhere there.
We don't have an exact date yet, but hopefully that'll be coming soon in a new trailer.
Yeah,
Things opened up soon. That looks a lot of fun. You notice that sarcophagus?
Yes.
Yeah.
I noticed a lot of things. Like, what were those, that other alien race that was, like, howling?
Those are Klingons. And
oh, really?
As a Star Trek fan, I am a little bit upset a little bit by the way they look. But I've been talking with other Star Trek fans, and there's speculation on what's going on. Because of that sarcophagus, people are thinking maybe that they're a race of ancient Klingons that woke up. And yeah, that's why they look different.
This is all before Kirk and Spock, so yeah, that's cool. I like that.
I mean, if they're going to do a story arc with it, that's going to be interesting.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet. I'm looking forward to it, I got to tell you, for sure. You can claim that at the
North Office. Me too, yeah. It looks fun.
I would love to get a big healing party together for that.
That'd be very cool. We'll have to exchange information, though. Let us know when that's happening.
Yeah,
we'll cover it.
Well, yeah, for sure.
Awesome. Nice. Well, thank you guys for talking with me. Go check out the Back Issues Podcast.
It's just comic book stuff, pop culture, movies, that kind of thing. It's called Back Issues Comic Book Podcast. You can find it on iTunes, Stitcher. We also have a network, BICBP-radio.com. A bunch of other podcasts on that network as well.
A whole bunch.
Yeah.
Yeah, he said all the promoting stuff of the comic podcast. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah,
that's it.
Check these guys out. I mean, we're here at Nickel City Con, so this is the place for comics and everything.
Yes,
and,
it is.
Yeah, it's the place.
You guys should check out their podcast if you're into comics.
Oh, yeah, thanks so much.
All right,
man.
Thank you
so much.
Bye. Appreciate it.
I have an artist friend who's done a lot of Star Wars and Star Trek covers. His name's Joe Caroni.
Really?
He lives right in Sandusky.
Yes, that's where I'm from.
What was your name?
Carla Thomas.
So we're David and Aaron from Set the Holics Podcast.
Yes.
We're in line with you at the photo op. We just saw William Shatner.
We have our picture in hand.
We have our pictures.
Yes.
So, awesome. You said it was like one of the quickest photo ops you've ever done?
Yes, it was.
Oh, there's another. You said you saw the trailer for the new Star Trek Discovery. What did you think?
I am really excited to see it. You know, I'm excited that there's an African-American captain.
Yeah.
Woo.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome.
And she's female.
She's female. And
yes.
Did you watch Walking Dead?
I am not a fan of Walking Dead.
She is fantastic in Walking Dead. She's really good. So that's when they said that she was going to be on it, I was like, she's got the acting chops for it.
Yep,
so,
she's beautiful. I'm excited to see it. But you know what? Because I'm a fan of Captain Janeway. So
okay.
I'm a fan of female captains.
Yeah.
But I wonder when she'll actually become captain because...
Jason
Isaacs, the captain of the Discovery...
Yes.
And Michelle Yeoh is the captain of the Shenzhou, so I wonder when she gets her field promotion.
Because he dies,
I'm sure one of them takes over.
Yes.
That's probably going to happen for sure.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, that's, you know, because they're fighting Klingons. Someone's dying.
Oh,
I'm a Klingon fan. I love Klingons.
Yeah, I keep my facial hair Klingon.
I love Klingons, so.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
You think Jason Isaacs will take a batlet to the face?
Oh, my God. That would be awesome.
I can't wait.
Oh, my God.
Just to get the Sequoia Green in the captain's chair. Yeah, he can take a batlet to the face all day long.
Something like that will happen, I guarantee you.
It's going to be great.
Yeah.
But anything else that struck you about the trailer?
I'm just excited to see Star Trek back on TV.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
It's been way too long.
I have missed Star Trek on TV, so that gives me something to look forward to every time I come home from work at night. So I'm excited to see Star Trek back on TV.
And it's going
to
be, like a Netflix kind of series. Not on Netflix, but it's going to be like...
Serialized.
They can do a lot of cooler things now than being on regular TV. So.
You know, I'm just Star Trek, period. So I'm just excited to have something back on TV.
Any more Star Trek? Yes, most definitely.
Awesome. All right.
Thank you so much for talking
with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you.
Yes.
Give her a card. It's my card because we didn't get his... Yeah, never mind. But we do a Star Trek podcast.
Yes.
And if you ever, are bored at work or don't want to listen to something, you can download on your phone. Just listen to us.
And we talk about all the different series.
All right.
He actually did the art that's on there.
Thank you.
Didn't we just do...
Cool.
Are you guys doing a podcast?
Yeah, I'm just recording a little bit for the next podcast, yeah.
Cool.
I'm here with Pete Hur of the Geekiverse.
Hey!
How's it going?
Oh, this has been such a good time here at the Nickel City Con.
Seems like we keep running into each other at cons.
It keeps us out of trouble, right? It keeps us out of trouble.
Yes, sir. And just a couple days ago, the Star Trek Discovery trailer launched. What were your thoughts on this? I've actually been holding off asking. I actually asked you this over on social media, and I was like, wait, no, don't tell me.
Wow, my thoughts. I much to your chagrin, I was really, you know, like, I've been kind of down on this whole project. I haven't, from the very beginning, there's all those missteps. You and I had a filmed episode of the Geekiverse where we talked about whether the thing was actually even going to make it off the ground. And
it looks like it's off the ground.
I think so. I think it looks like it. And so I'm mad at CBS for putting it behind a paywall. And so I haven't been excited about it. And then they had to drop that trailer. And now I'm totally excited about it.
And so
I'm going to pay the damn $5.99 a month. I'm going to watch it.
I'm going to do it, too.
So I thought, you know, the first sort of first, what did they call it, first flight trailer where they showed the Discovery, I thought that was, it wasn't good. It didn't get me excited about it, you know. Like, I thought the CGI was kind of not up to par.
Yeah.
And I always worry about whether they can do a TV show with really good special effects because it's just so costly to do it, you know?
Maybe that's why it's behind that paywall, because the effects look a step above anything I've seen CBS ever do.
Yeah, no, I agree. I really, I liked the casting. I saw lots of people complaining about Michelle Yeoh's affect on the thing, that she's like a robotic kind of personality. And I'm like, you know, but I think that's just kind of personality quirky. Makes every character not the same. So I kind of enjoyed it.
Sure, yeah. I thought she was fine. I mean, she kept her accent, which was great. I think she should have. I don't think she should try an American accent. She sounded great. She looked great. And, I mean, granted, we only heard like two sentences in the entire thing from her.
Right.
So, I mean, that's not a whole lot to judge from.
Well, and I thought the beginning of the trailer was kind of good where, they're walking through the desert, and she looks like she's, how are we going to plot a thing? We don't have a thing. And, you know, now she's like the student. Yeah. And then by the end of the trailer, she's a much stronger person.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know what I mean? Like, she's saying, no, we got to shoot first. And argument with the captain. So I thought that even in that short bit that we got some really cool growth. You know, we got some cool growth in the characters. So,
yeah, it's going to be fun. Can't wait for it to come out. And hopefully we'll get a viewing party together.
I am definitely excited about seeing it now. I thought it looked really great.
Okay. So, it'd be interesting to see how it all holds up for 15 episodes.
Right.
Yeah.
And they're, you know, they're talking about the first one being 15, and after that, hopefully, even doing shorter ones. So maybe
I hope they'll go at least stay 15 afterwards.
Well, but maybe what they're waiting to see is whether there's the interest.
Yeah.
You know, so if Trekkies show up and watch it, and then maybe there'll be the interest to make it a longer episodic thing in the future.
Sounds good. Well, thank you so much, Pete.
You bet, man. Always a pleasure talking to you, Dave.
Yes, sir.
Getting caught up on it because of you guys, honestly.
Oh, yeah?
It's like, I don't know a lot. As Aaron told me, yeah, man, I'm like, I don't know a lot about Star Trek, but he's like, no, you don't even have to. Just go on there and just, you know, check it out. He's like, we don't talk about specific, just all Star Trek. It's like a lot of different, you guys do. You guys start talking about different things.
And
you just get into it that way, you know? But I'm trying to catch up on that stuff. Now, there's this one I just started watching on Netflix. You're going to make fun of me, but it seems like there's a few of them. I don't know which one they are. Is it Voyager?
There's all of them.
Bakula's
Enterprise.
Enterprise.
Kate Mulgrew is Voyager. I love Enterprise.
Okay. I started watching Enterprise. I got the first episode. I thought they have a good groundwork for that one. Because they started talking about the teleporters, and they haven't done organic yet. They're just...
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, I find that freaking out about it. Yeah, I find that, like, fascinating. I'm like, this is cool, man. And it's, you know what's crazy is I don't have a lot of time in the day because I have to do a lot of different, you know, art stuff.
Well, speaking of, we're talking with Bill Rodriguez.
Oh, that's right.
If you didn't recognize his voice, he did our intro for episode 100.
We gotta talk.
He did that awesome Seinfeld intro for us. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. That was awesome. A lot of fun. It's funny because for that, you guys put out the word for, you know, oh, we're taking, was it emails or...
emails, audio files,
all that stuff. And I'm like, dude, wouldn't it be fun to just do a little audio file for him? And that's when I did that whole Star Trek. And it was just one day I did that, like one afternoon.
That was awesome.
And because I had a little time on my hands, I'm like, I got to do something special for these guys, you know. Aaron's a cool dude. I know him really well. And it's like, I gotta do something cool and put them on the spot, you know?
Oh, yeah, there are a lot of Aaron jokes. Those are good.
So it was a lot of fun doing that, and I'm like, oh, come on, folks, check out.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah, no, I'm glad you guys liked it. I'm like, I hope they get it. Like, I hope they like it and stuff. And, you know, yeah. Salt.
I loved it so much. I'm like, it's gotta be front and center. That's how Seinfeld starts. We gotta start tip the balance.
And it's funny because you have to go online, and I try to record it offline because I don't have tracks of the Seinfeld. So I have somehow jerry rig it to record and through my phone. I mean, I'm like, this is gonna sound horrible probably, but fuck it, I'm just gonna do it.
It was fun. So, you saw the trailer for Star Trek Discovery?
I have not yet.
Not yet. Have you heard anything about it? What are your thoughts about it so far?
I'll be honest with you, I don't know too much about it. I've been, you know, a little bit out of the loop as far as that. I don't even know the Star Wars one really that well either. And Discovery now. Discovery.
Have you heard anything that excites you?
I haven't heard, you know, I feel bad because I haven't. I haven't heard anything that's... You know, is that the hot thing right now? For Star Trek?
Well, it's actually like highly divisive. Some people are in love with it, what they saw a couple of days ago when they put up the new trailer for it.
I have not seen it.
Are super disappointed and are
really okay. What's the problem with a show, right?
It's a new TV show. It'll be on CBS All Access. People are upset that it's going to be behind a paywall.
Right.
You have to pay for All Access to get it. Other people are upset that it looks too much like the JJ Universe movies because people complain about those.
Okay, now I remember the girl from Walking Dead is going to be in the movie. Yes. She's one of the captains.
Martin Sequoia Green.
Yeah. But to be honest with you, that's all I've heard. I haven't heard anything else. Besides that, it is going to be on,
CBS All Access.
See, I don't think that's good. I don't think that's a good way to put the show out, in my opinion.
When you see the trailer, you'll never have seen CBS do anything as high quality as this.
Discovery.
All right, so, in the meantime, I know it's like a weird jump cut, but in the meantime... Will was saying, why would you pay behind this paywall?
Yeah.
And then I showed him the trailer and saw the production values. And like, do you think the paywall is worth it now?
Listen, now that I've seen what it looks like, it looks beautiful. First of all, it looks just like movie cinema quality, you know. Less lens flares than, what's his name, did the first?
J.J. Abrams.
But it looks fantastic. I'm not going to lie. It looks really nice and clean. It looks so refined. And I don't think, like you said, I don't think that, I haven't seen anything like that on TV that high of a quality.
Yeah.
That, you know, I'm actually kind of excited about that now. Now, you said it's a streaming through...
Yeah, the first episode will play on CBS, and then after that, it'll be on CBS All Access.
See, I don't like that. I wish it was on TV, you know?
I wish it was on TV, too, but I don't think it would look the way it does if
you're right.
On TV.
Now, if they could just get that and put it on TV, that would be, like, the best...
That would be amazing. But, like, they're triple-dipping. They've got... Netflix basically paid for the first season.
Mm.
And that's going to be everywhere in the world except for U.S. and Canada.
Okay.
U.S. and Canada, we have to pay for CBS All Access. But CBS All Access basic level also has ads. So they've got Netflix money, they've got ad money, and they've got subscription money. And
wow.
Then they've also got a higher tiered subscription money that lets you do it without commercials.
Let me ask you this. So if it's going to be on CBS Access, how is it also, you're saying it's also going to be on Netflix?
But not in U.S. and Canada.
Oh, I got you now.
It's going to be on Netflix everywhere in the world except for here.
That's not cool. That's not cool. Because the U.S. is the biggest market, I would think. Gosh, I see what you're saying.
They're double dipping.
That's not
cool.
But
I mean, if we can keep getting seasons of Star Trek that look like this, I mean, double dip all you want as long as it looks good. It's a good story.
I guess it comes down to, would you pay for the CBS streaming just for their Star Trek for this? And it looks beautiful. Don't get me wrong. I would love to see this series, but I don't know. I would consider myself a person that's kind of like a fan of Star Trek, but not like a diehard fan. So is that person willing to pay for another service for that one show?
Well, that's what they're hoping. And that's why the first episode's going to be free on CBS. It's got to... what it needs to do to be successful, it's got to be able to pull in non-fans. If it doesn't pull in non-fans, I don't know how long it can survive.
I'll tell you this. I'm very interested in the episode that's going to come out. They have to knock it out of the park, honestly, to really
What I'm thinking, too. It's got to knock it out of the park.
But really, you got to bring it.
It looks like it's going to be good. I'm pretty sure all those scenes are from the first episode.
Yeah, and it looks great. I mean, who knows, though? Maybe it has that impact that makes you say, hey, I'm going to shut out for another streaming service on the side of whatever you have.
I'll probably just subscribe to All Access to watch it, and then I'll cancel All Access till the next season comes out.
Yeah, that's
probably what I'll do.
So, I mean, that's why I wish it was, like, somewhere else. It wasn't on...
I wish it was on, like, what, Showtime?
Oh, there you go.
I think CBS owned Showtime. That would have been awesome.
Yeah, I think so. I'm just not sure for one... show would you want to do that just for one show? Like, I'm going to go ahead, like you said, I'm sure they want you to sign up for their service and continue to do it.
I also saw somewhere that they might be doing a Showtime All Access, like, combo subscription service. So you can get both of them, because Twin Peaks is coming out soon on Showtime. So, I mean, that'd be kind of cool to be able to get both series at the same time.
Yeah.
So I need to look into that, but I think I saw that online somewhere.
That's interesting, though.
Yeah.
It looks great, that show. Good. I mean, I knew a little bit about it, but you bringing it to my attention, the actual scene, the trailer, that changes everything. It's like, holy crap, this it looks beautiful.
Because at first you're like, no, I don't think I want to do that. Then you saw the trailer, I'm interested. When can I have it?
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's good that the trailer had that impact.
Yeah, it looks, like I said, I'm really impressed.
So I'm sure you all can hear the bustle going on around. Go ahead and plug what you do.
Oh, gosh, what do I do? What do I do again? Oh, I do.
I think you scribble.
I make a comic book called The Supernal Event, and it is at creativezenith.com. And also, I have some other places you can reach me. I'm also on Facebook, Woolrod Creative Zenith. Also on Instagram, creative_zenith. I'm on Twitter, WoolrodCZ. And just contact me, shoot me a line or whatever, look at what I have online, let me know what your thoughts are.
You've got gorgeous stuff here, like this Wonder Woman print is amazing, this Leia as Darth Vader print is also amazing.
They're a lot of fun.
They're all gorgeous, but those stick out to me.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny, there's different ones at different times that people gravitate to. You know, like last time was Deadpool, it's great,
yeah,
you know.
Deadpool looks good, he's like, whoa!
Yeah, I love this stuff, and the prints I usually do at shows for cons, and online you can order the book through my website, but you know what, contact me if you're really interested in any, you look at my gallery, if there's one that you really like, just contact me through, you can contact me through a message, email, whatever the hell is.
Email, messenger, yeah, it's Facebook, Twitter.
It's right on the actual website, too, so.
Creativezenith.com?
Yeah, just contact me there and shoot me a line. Maybe we can work something out, you know?
Yeah, his work is absolutely beautiful. Definitely go ahead and check this stuff out.
I appreciate you coming out here and talking to me.
Yeah, thank you. I'm just excited that you did our intro on that 100th episode.
Dude, that was a lot of fun, you know.
Thank you so much.
And I enjoy listening to the show whenever I can. It's like, you know, whenever I get some free time, I put it on the background, start drawing and stuff like that. You guys are hilarious. And
does it make you mess up when you start laughing?
Yeah.
It's like,
well, you know, when I'm doing the pencils, that's all right. But when I'm doing inking,
you can't do it when you're inking.
Yeah, I know.
You don't do any digital inking, so you can just control Z if you're doing digital inking.
Exactly. I'm doing it by hand, you know. I can't afford to be doing like a jagged line, you know.
Laughing and it's like,
yeah. You guys are great, though. Keep doing the show, and I'm looking forward to more episodes, you know.
All right. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Have a good one.
You too.
What's the girl's name from The Walking Dead that's the captain?
Martin Sequoia Green?
Immediately.
Martin Sequoia Green?
Yeah.
To Maggie, teacher. Or Sequoia Martin Green. I can't remember which way it goes. But, I'm here with Trevor from the Geekiverse.
Hey!
You might remember him from Trek Noob Space Seed.
Yes, Space Seed.
Space Seed, the con. Con's original.
Had nothing to do with farming.
No.
No.
Or
yeah, I guess it does.
Other things.
Or seeds, really.
Unless they were spicy.
Yes. Oh, gosh.
So, you told me you saw the Star Trek Discovery trailer. What are your thoughts?
I thought it was very, very good. It's actually getting me very excited to start watching more Star Trek. I've actually been watching some of the old Star Trek because we watched Space Seed.
Yeah.
That really got me into it. So I've been watching a little bit every now and then. And I'm very excited for Star Trek Discovery. I haven't ever really been excited for any kind of like Star Trek movie that came out. I've gone and seen them, but I haven't been excited for anything Star Trek really, and now I'm very excited for this show.
Oh yeah, I mean like the production values of like a movie, I'm so impressed.
Yeah, and because it's on CBS, right? I'm not a
CBS, it's CBS All Access to Pay channel.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of the film style of some CBS shows, but this show looks, like you said, it looks like movie quality, so.
I think that's why it's behind a paywall.
Yeah.
Probably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
So how's the con been treating you guys?
Good. Good so far. We're selling t-shirts, giving out cards.
TMI, man.
We've been hosting panels, which is amazing. I didn't ever think that we were going to be able to have that type of thing. You hosted your own panel, right?
Yeah, well, they were in gray.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was a lot of fun earlier.
Yeah. Yeah, so
we're making strides here in Buffalo.
Yeah, absolutely. Hopefully, I know that they said that the next con is going to be around the same time next year. So definitely come to the one next year. Hopefully, by then, I'll have a costume put together.
maybe.
If I had money.
Yeah, it's all about the getting that together.
Yeah.
Well, thanks forever for talking with us.
Oh, yeah, no problem. Yeah. Anytime.
Thanks. All right, so I'm here with Chris Scioli.
Yes, Scioli.
Scioli. I'm so bad with names. That's why I was letting Aaron introduce you when you've been on our show before. You've been on our show two other times. We're still at Nickel City Con. And Star Trek Discovery trailer, that dropped just a couple days ago. What were your impressions?
I thought it was really interesting. I watched it a couple times, actually. I was really kind of taken back by the production value. And I think it's going to be an interesting show. The odd thing, and this is a personal thing from when I see films that are like prequel type events, always amazes me how much more advanced the technology seems than what it is. It's something you just have to adjust to, but it's odd. But I really think I was kind of blown away by it looks like a feature film.
It does, and I think that's why the paywall is there. I was hoping the paywall was going to be there, so it'd be like, you know, Game of Thrones when it needed to be. I wasn't expecting every episode to be as gritty as Game of Thrones. But they are saying the new show is going to be gritty, so I was hoping that paywall is because if it needs to be gritty, it can.
Well, if you look at like the way that they're choosing to film it and the color schemes, it has a gritty look to it. They're filming it. It has those dark tones to it. It's visually dark, which means I'm sure that's going to reflect upon the story.
I think so too.
Yeah.
What stood out to you the most, other than the production value?
It's hard to say because it is a trailer at the end of the day, you know.
But it's so much more than we've gotten in these.
Well, yeah, everyone's been waiting for it. But truth, the story seems kind of interesting to me, and it just looks like it's hard to say because I don't know exactly what it's going to be yet.
Because it looks like everything was taken from the first episode.
It does.
We don't even see the Discovery yet.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all the Shinzu, the entire episode.
So it's going to be, I'm always on this precipice with Star Trek. Like, I never know what to expect, but I do have high hopes that they're going to do it right. Because it's been a while since, because I'm such a fan, and if they can hook me again, I'm going to be really happy.
Awesome. Well, tell us about what you've got going on here at the con.
Well, we're at Nickel City Con and representing Ominous Press. Our first book comes out in July. It's called Dread Gods, and actually it's being printed through IDW.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, so, and we're going to have a total of three books coming out from them, but the first one is Dread Gods. And then followed by Giant Killers and then Demigod after that.
Fantastic.
And then also Sleeping Giant Collectibles is located here in Buffalo. And we specialize in, signature series books and comic variants, toys, just about everything you could want in your house to play with. It's been a great con. It really has. I think the attendance has been tremendous and, so many great people. So it's,
awesome.
It's been a blast. Really enjoyed it.
Well, thank you so much for talking with me, Chris.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, I'm here with Josiah Leroy of the Geekiverse.
Hello, David. I am here.
Is that him here?
Is it Kick Event?
This is my table.
Is that the Nickel City Con? So, yeah, just watched the trailer.
For Star Trek Discovery. What are your thoughts? I know you're a Star Wars fan.
I love Star Trek too, though.
You've proven that, but yeah. So, you liked Galileo 7.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, so this production quality is just a little bit above Galileo 7?
Maybe just a few smidges. No, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. My gosh, that was the best part about it. It's crisp. It's stunning. It's high budget. It looks very much in that vein. So I can't wait to see it finally play out. I'm surprised it's actually kind of here in a way. Like the trailer, it's a long time coming.
Yeah, we've been waiting like a year and a half for the real trailer. Like I know last year there was like the flyout trailer of just the Discovery ship, and everyone backlashed against it.
I just did not expect it.
And now like they didn't even show the Discovery in the trailer. It's only the Shenzhou.
It's good
or
stuff.
Shenzhou. I don't know how this.
Shenzhou. No, it looks fun, and I think it looks like almost to say a good jump on point for not experienced Star Trek fans. I'm a little bit experienced, but
experienced.
You know,
they've been forcing it down your throat.
I've been friends with David for about 9 months now, and I've seen my fair share of Star Trek related things and talk and discussions. I'm a Star Trek noob, but I'm working my way up.
most definitely. So, you being a Mass Effect fan, and
yes.
No one else I've talked to I could say this about, because I don't know if they like Mass Effect, but I know you do.
I do.
Like, the shot where the ship's at warp and coming forward,
yeah.
That made me think of the Normandy.
I can
like,
see that.
Like, just like, and because it had those two little fins on the back of it, too, like the Normandy did.
Yes.
Like, I'm just like, did they just tail a scene from Mass Effect, the trilogy?
I think they did. It was a high-budget cutscene from Andromeda. No,
no, that would be Mass Effect 3 or something.
Maybe it was like a little Easter egg, if you will. But looks good. I thought in terms of, I know Discovery is the buzzword, obviously, not just the name of the show. That's going to be good for them. Good for marketing, good for CBS. I'm interested to see how long that lasts behind the paywall. If they're, you know, I know there's already been a little bit of a backlash about it, but let's see what happens. And if it's good, people will pay for it.
I hope so. And I think those production values may be why it's behind the paywall. I was hoping that it would be, you know, we'd get some Game of Thrones type content, like gore, nudity, sex. Like, if the story calls for it, I don't think every episode should be like Game of Thrones.
No.
But if the story calls for it, I think it would be a waste of a paywall to not include it if, you know.
I think so too.
If it calls for it. So I'm hoping for good. But I mean, after seeing the trailer, I'm starting to change my stance on that a little bit. I think the paywall is for that production quality.
I think so too, and if it's a good product, people will keep paying for it and coming back to it.
And the first season's fully funded by Netflix, so hopefully we're at least guaranteed a second season.
Can't go wrong there. I hope so as well. I know Grumpy's excited about it too. So.
Yeah, and then there'll be an after show, a talking Trek. We'll have to get together and like have a big geekiverse at the Holographical Gremlins party.
Yes.
For Star Trek, because that first episode will be on CBS. We got to do that.
Can't wait. It'll be a good time as always.
All right. Well, thank you so much for having me, Josiah.
You got it, my man. Thanks.
Thanks. Our intro is provided by
David Wilkes.
And all our other music is provided by Warp 11. You can find them at warp11.com or Warp 11 on Twitter. You can find me the show on Twitter at Seth the Hollow Duo. Me personally, David_J_Duncan.
I'm at Blackbird2004.
And guys at GS Davis Arts. You can check out our Patreon at patreon.com/setthaholics. If you want to give us a buck or two, help support the show, maybe choose one of the rewards. Remember, we did throw it out there. We were willing to do Star Trek Slash Fiction if as a reward tier, if that's something you're into. Just hearing some dramatic readings.
Right, and also you can always give us an email, let us know what you're thinking about any episode or thoughts about our episodes at synthaholics@yahoo.com.
Yes, sir.
We love to get emails and let us know if we can read it on the episode.
We can read it on the air, because we love reading them on the air, so we can, you know, hear what you have to say, let everyone hear what you have to say, and then we can, you know, of course, comment on it as we do. Go on iTunes, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Podcast Addict, wherever you find your podcast, go on there and rate us and review us, because we need stars, we need reviews.
Just so we be seen. Absolutely be seen. And then lastly, if you have a little money, obviously Patreon is a wonderful way just to throw a little cash our way.
Two Patreon plugs. Woo!
Yes. You just need, we need those.
We're so broke after this con.
We don't
all know. All those pictures and photo ops are so expensive.
Yeah, you have no idea.
I think they were worth it.
They were. Yeah, yeah.
To have some. Oh, look, you know, we got to see people from Star Trek, and it's going to be on our Facebook page. I took crappy pictures. I'll scan those in later and get nicer versions of those up on the website.
Absolutely. Well, hey, thanks for joining us at Nickel City Con. We had a great time. We hope to see you next year and all the other cons in the future.
Yes, sir. Live long and prosper, one and all.
Before the night's over, I'll puke in the sink, and we'll cry till we laugh, and we'll both shit our pants. You're the best drinking friend I ever had.
Well, do you guys, are you familiar with Dudley Cook and Peter Cook and Dudley Moore? Oh, that's nice.
Good morning.
Peter Cook and Dudley Moore. They did Beyond the Fringe, two comedy guys. You know, this is before your time. This is good. They're British comics, incredibly funny routines.
Dudley Moore is awesome.
Yeah. Dudley Moore and Peter Cook was his partner, and they did skits for the Beyond the Fringe Festival in Edinburgh.
I've never seen that.
Oh, it's wonderful.
And I'm a comic fan. I just love.
They have an interview. It's an interview with a one-legged man who's auditioning for Tarzan, and it goes on for quite a ways. He says, "No, I have nothing against your right leg. It's the problem is neither do you."
You're gonna fall right out of the tree.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
And that got me thinking about somebody opens up a restaurant called the Frog and Peach.
Okay.
And it's on the moors. It's out in the heath where there's plenty of parking, but it's a very limited menu. We only serve either stuffed frogs with little baked inside of a peach, or we have a baked peach stuffed with little tadpoles. And it's a limited menu, but it's very tasty. the old Frog and Peach.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Anyway, you have to listen to
it. I'll have to look
that
up.
You have to Google
I wonder
Beyond
if they
the Fringe.
Any YouTube.
Yeah, I mean, YouTube, but I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
YouTube Beyond the Fringe.
Beyond the Fringe. I'll look that up. I wasn't aware that that was even a thing.
It's very funny. And that's just the beginning. Well, it was a guy talking about the great train robbery. It doesn't include, it's not the robbery of a train itself, precisely. Trains are very hard to hide, and of course there was one back in 43, and it was hidden in a very high wheat field. But anyway,
I could see that being a very, very well thought out skit right there.
Oh, it's all good. It's all good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Especially hearing them in their strong Scottish accent.
Oh, they do all kinds. They do every accent in England, and they're both English. You know, it's wonderful.
Great.
They have ice cream cones. They look awfully tasty.
Yeah, where do they get that? And isn't it a little early for ice cream cones?
Yeah. It's never too early for ice cream cones. They're right over there. They're less than 50 feet away, Liam.
It's one of my other ones I made that's less scary looking.
That's very pretty. That's handsome.
He's become a real mixologist. He just keeps on, and he puts these drinks in front of me. And we have to talk Star Trek, and by the end of it,
here's
I don't know what I'm talking about anymore.
So they're sort of layered, right?
Yeah,
they're with different different density liquids.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, and then this is the one I call the Starfleet shot. It's hard to see, but I did red, blue, and then gold.
It's
I put whiskey on top.
Gorgeous, man.
So I put like it's a grenadine, and it's a blue carousel, and then it's like a single or mixed
scotch.
What's
it taste like?
The first thing that touches your tongue is whiskey, so it's going to have a strong whiskey taste.
Yeah.
But
it'll
have a sweet aftertaste because of the
curacao.
Is that
like a coffee?
Well,
what
he gave me
that?
The brain hemorrhage.
The blue carousel is like a sweet, syrupy type of
like
drink.
Vanilla?
I
don't know what it tastes like, curacao. Well, anyway, I used to be a bartender in dinner theater. That's when I first started.
Oh, awesome.
It was worse than that. I started out doing as a waiter in a dinner theater.
But the drink was very sweet.
And I was doing cabaret.
This is why my girlfriend thinks we're drunks.
Oh, nice. That's nice.
But, you know, I got my start.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, it's very nice. You need some Martok stuff there, man.
Yeah,
you need a Martok picture.
I'll have to look like a... Yeah. I do want to get... I do want to get the one from Tuscany, and I'll do a Martok one.
Tsunkatsi.
Tsunkatsi, yeah.
You should take this, because it looks like I'm looking to reach for a drink, you know, a major one of your drinks. I should give this to you.